Welcome to another episode of the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of real estate investing advice. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. Today, we are talking about raising your standards in due diligence. And the best way to do that is to look at some of the best in the industry and see what it is that they do. So, for example, the most demanding organization that I'm aware of is the federal government, HUD, the Department of Housing and Urban Development. When they back a loan with a non-recourse loan guarantee, they leave virtually nothing to chance. They commission something called a market study. And the market study is a piece of work done by a set of very high-priced consultants. And this study contains a lot of very pertinent information. Specifically, they start with a large market and they talk about, for your city, whatever city you're talking about, what is happening at the macroeconomic level in that city. Is population growing? Is it shrinking? Who are the major employers? Who are the top 10 employers? What's happening at the market level? Then they telescope into the submarket. What's happening in your neighborhood? What other projects are underway? What is the current vacancy rate? What is happening with new construction? How many units of new construction are projected to come online in the next 12, 24, 48 months? They're looking at the building permits. They're looking at zoning permits. They're looking at other applications that have been made. If there's too high a concentration, they may recommend to the lender that there's too much new capacity coming online at their isn't sufficient absorption, sufficient demand to absorb the new number of units coming into the marketplace. That's what a market study will do for you. It gives you a look into the future in a way that very few other people simply talking to realtors can get a deep understanding of. Now, you might be a newer investor. Maybe you're investing in a smaller building, maybe a 10-unit or a 20-unit building. And if you don't have access to a market study, you're at a significant disadvantage compared with the major players. So the simple question is, how do you get your hands on a market study if you aren't prepared to spend the $30,000 to have one commissioned yourself? This is where relationships come in, and this is where relationships can be extremely valuable. If you start to develop relationships with other developers, you may be able to ask another developer to give you a copy of a market study, to give you a copy that they may have commissioned. Sometimes brokers have market studies that are done within the brokerage. You know, some of the tier one brokerages like Colliers and C.B. Richard Ellis and Marcus and Millichap, all of the major brokerages also commission market studies. They do have a consulting arm and they do some of this work themselves. They may be willing to share some summary data with you with the hopes that you will become a client of theirs down the road. Developing a new project without market data, without a market study, is a little bit like going to sea in a boat without a weather forecast. You know there's weather out there and you know that weather forecasts exist. It would be simply irresponsible to do so without a weather forecast. No captain worth his license would go to sea without a weather forecast, and neither should you. So now that you know these market studies exist, as an investor, as a developer, as an entrepreneur, you should never go into a project without asking to see a market study. You know they exist. You definitely want to see that information. In the meantime, as you're scouting for deals, looking for new opportunities, have a spectacular day. Go find a market study and make some great things happen. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.